With every kilometer dedicated to children battling cancer, Tour de Rock riders will set out from Port Alice on September 20th for a 1,200-kilometer journey that will end in triumph the first week of October in Greater Victoria. The annual COPS for Cancer bike ride raises funds to support life-saving pediatric cancer research and programs. Each of the 18 riders is paired with a junior, honorary, rider, a pediatric cancer survivor who represents the reason for the event. Former Sydney Town Crier Kenny Podmore, who has been involved since Tour de Rock started 28 years ago, described the atmosphere as amazing when the riders roll into town. "It's very emotional," he said. "You know, from a town point of view, we're at the end of the tour, so they are extremely tired, but they come in with smiling faces and they're just given such a big welcome." The event has garnered large support from communities across Greater Victoria. It's generated over $28 million in total and actively engages communities through numerous stops at schools and businesses across Vancouver Island. Tour de Rock's 2025 goal is to raise $1 million to support research and programs, and this year Will Arnold is leading the fundraising progress with $28,480 raised so far. "One child with cancer is one child too many," Arnold says on his fundraising profile. Some of the funds raised will go to support programs such as Camp Good Times, a medically supported camp experience where kids can just be kids. "It was the best days we've had since our son's diagnosis nearly a year ago," said a 2023 Camp Good Times family on the Tour de Rock website. "I cried when we left. I'm not a crier. I was just so incredibly grateful and happy to have had that time as a family." At Tour de Rock 22 years ago, Podmore said he personally met a family of a young boy with cancer who ended up surviving. "Every year since, the family sends him this most amazing Christmas card, illustrating to him how much the event means to those affected by the tragedy of cancer. To do anything like this, you need people on board," he said, speaking to not only the riders, who include police officers, firefighters, paramedics, military personnel, and community members. "There are also the coordinators, the sponsors, and members of the public who donate or cheer on from the sidelines." In Sydney, the Sydney Lions food truck will be on scene with all of the food provided by Thrifty Foods in Sydney. Podmore is coordinating the event with Deputy Fire Chief Mike Harmon and his mother Julie, who has been involved with Tour de Rock for 14 years. The riders are expected to arrive in Sydney around 6 p.m. on October 1st, after traveling through Souk and Langford the same day. Podmore also hopes that when the riders arrive at Sydney Fire Hall, they'll be met by Betsy, a very, very old vintage fire engine. Tour de Rock lands in Oak Bay, Victoria and Sydney October 2nd and ends October 3rd with stops in Esquimalt, Saanich and Victoria. Podmore says it's a memorable event and encourages the community to come out. "It's extra special. The cause speaks for itself."